Some people live in the Ritz Hotel. Some people live up on Scavenger Hill. Me, I'm here in a heck of a bind. I live on the poverty line. Oh, I live on the poverty line, I do. I've been here for quite a long time, mind you. Why don't you come on over and I'll wine and dine you at my home on the poverty line. Some days I work, some days I don't. Sometimes they'll have me and sometimes they won't. Sometimes it's a dollar, but mostly it's a dime. That's the wages on the poverty line. Oh, I live on the poverty line, I do. I've been here for quite a long time, mind you. Why don't you come on over and I'll wine and dine you at my home on the poverty line. They talk about recovery year after year. Mr. Bush, he tells me, don't you have any fear. Stick with the plan, everything will be fine. Does he think I haven't heard that line? Everybody, live on the poverty line, I do. I've been here for quite a long time, mind you. Why don't you come on over and I'll wine and dine you at my home on the poverty line. The tiger in the jungle, the shark in the sea, the fat cat in the forest of the free economy. He sucks in the blood, he spits out the crime, and it lands on the poverty line. Oh, I live on the poverty line, I do. I've been here for quite a long time, mind you. Why don't you come on over and I'll wine and dine you at my home on the poverty line. Oh, I live on the poverty line, I do. I've been here for quite a long time, mind you. Why don't you come on over and I'll wine and dine you at my home on the poverty line. In my home on the poverty line. At my home on the poverty line.
This is a Building Bridges, your Community and Labor Report special. I'm Ken Nash.
And I'm Amy Rosenberg.
John O'Connor has said of himself, singing for the labor movement has been and continues to be an immeasurable gift. It has made my heart stronger. John, it has made all our hearts stronger to listen to you sing.
John, is that one of your songs? I know it's not a wobbly song.
No, that's one of my songs. You know, a song that never grows old.
No.
I wish it would be obsolete. I'm sitting here smiling and enjoying it, and I'm saying, my God, what am I doing? He's singing about the poverty line. Why am I enjoying this song so much? And that's part of what the gift of music is about, that somehow one can both internalize and it does things to our spirit despite ourselves.
It's true. You know, I just wrote a short article for our union paper, and this short article I wrote on the Wobblies made the observation that
Not everybody knows the Wobblies.
The IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World. We'll get to that in a little bit.
Okay.
But the great song, the song that's sung at all these union events, Solidarity Forever, and the last verse of the song is, in our hands is placed the power greater than their hoarded gold, greater than the might of armies magnified a thousandfold. We can bring to birth a new world from the ashes of the old. The union makes us strong. That song, which is sung in thousands of union halls and rallies across the country, if you said those words in a speech, you would be thrown out of the hall for sedition.
Well, nobody ever sings that verse anyway.
Actually, they don't even sing
the other verses.
Actually, it's sung quite a bit. But that's the power of song, is that you can get away with songs and music where you can't get away with the same message making a speech. Speaking of the IWW, the Industrial Workers of the World, folks who don't know this history should go out and learn it because it's part of the people's history of America. It's a great chapter in our history. From 1905 till about 1920-something, the Wobblies were their strongest. 100 years ago, they were founded in Chicago. In their preamble to their constitution, they said, the working class and the ruling class have nothing in common. And from there, it was agitate, agitate, agitate all across the country. The other great thing about the Wobblies is they had a lot of great poetry and song. Most people, I'm sure, have heard of Joe Hill, who was the martyr of the Wobblies, one of the martyrs. A lot of them actually were killed and suppressed. But he wrote many songs, and I wanted to sing one of his songs today. This is a song that was written when the workers for the Southern Pacific Railway were on strike in the 19-teens. The railroad had several different unions. One of the things about the Wobblies is they wanted to put everybody into one big union. And the AFL, the American Federation of Labor, had everybody in unions due to their craft. So the railroad unions had like 20 different unions, one for the engineers, one for the conductors, the firemen, et cetera, et cetera. And workers on the Southern Pacific Railway were on strike, and the engineers broke the strike. They crossed the picket line. So Joe Hill was in town, and they asked him to write a song to get their spirits up. And so he wrote the song based on the old folk song, Casey Jones, and he changed it to Casey Jones, the Union Scab. That's what they called one union that crossed the picket line of another. It was called the Union Scab. Oh, the workers on the SP line, the strike sent out a call. But Casey Jones, the engineer, he wouldn't strike at all. His boilers, they were leaking, and his drivers on the bum. His engines and his bearings, they were all out of plumb. Casey Jones, he kept his junk pile running. Casey Jones, he was working double time. Casey Jones, he got a wooden medal for being good and faithful on the SP line. Oh, the worker said to Casey, won't you help us win the strike? But Casey said, let me alone, you better take a hike. Then someone put a bunch of railroad ties across the track, and Casey hit the river with an awful crack. Casey Jones hit the river bottom. Casey Jones broke his bloomin' spine. Casey Jones, he was an angelino. He took a trip to heaven on the SP line. Now when Casey Jones got up to heaven to the pearly gate, he said, I'm Casey Jones, the guy that pulled the SP freight. You're just the man, said Peter, our musicians are on strike. You can get a job of scabbing anytime you like. Casey Jones got a job in heaven. Casey Jones doing mighty fine. Casey Jones, he went scabbing on the angels just like he did the workers on the SP line. Well, the angels got together and they said it wasn't fair for Casey Jones to go around a scabbing everywhere. The angels union number 23, they sure were there, and they promptly fired Casey down the golden stairs. Casey Jones went to hell a-flying. Casey Jones, the devil said, oh fine. Casey Jones, get busy shoveling sulfur. That's what you get for scabbing on the SP line.
Excellent, excellent. One of the songs that I love that actually I don't have a copy of you doing, I'm pretty sure it's your song, and Ken and I played it with the win of the Immokalee workers in their four-year boycott against Taco Bell. And that was We Won, We Won.
Yeah, actually that is my song.
And it's a wonderful song, and it's always imbues me with a sense of tremendous optimism, and it's a great punctuation, and it was, for the win of the Immokalee workers over Taco Bell. Could I ask
you? Yeah, I think I can remember. This song has actually kind of gotten out of life as its own. It's being sung by, I get word from singers all over the country, can I sing this song? I got a new verse for it, because we just won this battle here, or won that battle here, there, and... You know, it's being in the union movement, you're used to taking losses, let's face it. So you need a song about winning every once in a while.
We have some victories and we should celebrate them.
Yep, that's right. And that's what this song does.
Yeah.
Let's see, how does it go? It goes on.
In the heat of the Salinas Valley, we won, we won, we won. We stood in the picket and we joined in the rally. We won, we won, we won. They had the money and the politicians. We won, we won, we won. But we had the people and we had the mission. So we won, we won, we won. So everybody come and join in the union. And begin, begin, begin. Stand and fight together to overcome soon. And we'll win, we'll win, we'll win. We won the boycott of fair clothing. We won, we won, we won. Though it was a battle of fear and loathing. We won, we won, we won. And they had the power and they had the riches. We won, we won, we won. Still we got the union label inside their britches. We won, we won, we won. So everybody come and join in the union. Begin, begin, begin. Stand and fight together to overcome soon. And we'll win, we'll win, we'll win. won our union at Yale University. We won. We stood in the face of fear and adversity. We won. Well, they had the power of an Ivy League college. We won. They had the books, but we had the knowledge. So we won. So everybody come and join in the union and begin. Stand and fight together to overcome soon, and we'll win. Now the UPS strike was a big win for labor. We won. We stood on the line and we didn't waver. We won. They had the big corporations beside them. We won. They had the trucks, but they couldn't drive them. We won. So everybody come and join in the union. Begin. Stand and fight together to overcome soon. And we'll win.
Great.
You just totally picked up my spirits between talking about the international workers of the world.
Industrial
workers of the world, the Wobblies. And we won, and we do, with a lot of energy and a lot of perseverance.
Yeah, we're going to have to do a lot more winning. Here we come.
Well, you know, I mean, when we do win, we don't always celebrate. We don't always really mention it. There's such a down mood about all of the movements, that we just get into this pessimistic mood, and it's good to celebrate a victory. And this
That's
is
right.
one of the songs that we do play when the Immokalee workers won.
Well, why are you so enamored of the IWW, John?
It's not just the IWW. When I was in high school, I remember studying history, and I was a very bored high school student. I learned a little bit about the mine workers and just a touch of labor history, just sort of echoing somewhere out there, but I didn't know anything about it. As soon as I got out of high school, I actually joined a union. I was working in a factory in Waterloo, Iowa, and I was living in a college town, and I met this math professor. He was a radical Marxist Jewish math teacher in Cedar Falls, Iowa, of all places. And he was an early opponent of the Vietnam War, and he was also president of the Central Labor Council. And he handed me a book on labor history, and I read this book from cover to cover without hardly putting it down. And I couldn't believe that I was reading a book about the same country that I'd been taught about in high school. You know, the exciting parts of this century, the parts of history that are so exciting about this century are that period in time when the Wobblies and the socialist movements were starting in this country, and there was so much, you know, people actually believed revolution was right around the corner. And then there was the CIO movement, another great moment in history. You can't help but get excited and be filled with hope when you read about these movements. And then finally, the civil rights movement. I think those were the three big movements that when I learned about them, I was just stunned. And I realized that, you know, we do have a history in this country. It's repressed, it's stowed away, it's subversive. Nobody wants us to hear about it. But you look at what the Wobblies did, how they organized, the kind of rhetoric they used, which was way ahead of their time. They were one of the first unions to bar racism. They were feminists. There were women leaders in the union. They were fearless.
And they came out against the First World War.
They came out against the war. And when a lot of people on the left were for the war.
And the labor movement.
And I bet there's another Wobbly song.
And that's the other thing that's exciting about the Wobblies is you can never run out of songs to
yes,
sing.
Utah Phillips told us that repeatedly.
How about another song? This is probably one of the most famous of Joe Hill songs. You know, the Wobbs would be out on the street corner making their speeches, and the cops would come along and bust them and take them away, and then the Salvation Army would come out and start trying to make their religious speeches, and nobody even touched them. So the Wobblies said, well, what are we going to do? He says, let's start singing songs instead. So they took the old spirituals and they changed the words around, and the cops were too dumb to know what they were thinking.
We can join in this one.
Long-haired preachers come out every night, try to tell you what's wrong and what's right. Ah, but when asked for something to eat, they will answer in voices so sweet. You will eat by and by, in that glorious land in the sky, way up high, work and pray, can pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. That's a lie. Oh, the Starvation Army, they say. They will sing and they'll dance and they'll pray. When they've got all their money on the drum, they will tell you that you're on the bum. But you will eat by and by, in that glorious land in the sky, way up high, work and pray, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. Now if you fight hard for children and wife, you try to get something good in this life, you're a bad man and a sinner, they'll tell. When you die, you will surely go to hell. But you will eat by and by,
by and by,
in that glorious land in the sky,
way up high.
Work and pray, live on hay, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die. That's a lie. And like all great wobbly songs, this song has a moral. And the moral is, working people of all countries unite, and together for freedom we'll fight. When the world and its wealth we have gained, to the grafter we'll sing this refrain. You will eat
by and by,
by and by,
by and by,
when you learn how to cook and to fry. Chop some wood, it'll do you good, and you'll eat in the sweet by and by. That's no lie.
We totally destroyed your
we
song.
We promise we will not do anything else with this. We'll destroy
totally
the
proletarian.
I want you to know that this is a Building Bridges Your Community and Labor Report singing first, and by popular request, we will not join in any more of the choruses.
That's exactly. You can't sing that song without having.
No, you can't. Absolutely. I love that. That is really one of my favorite. I constantly walk in the street singing that. And since everybody's on cell phones, nobody seems to know the difference anyway.
How about if I sing this song? This is not a wobbly song, but it comes from that era. Wobblies led a strike in Lawrence, Massachusetts in 1912. The government of Massachusetts passed a law that shortened the hours from 12 hours a day to 10 hours a day. When the workers went to work the next week, they found out that their pay was also cut, which sparked this great strike, the Lawrence Strike of 1912. And it was a strike that was supported by many people from all over the East Coast. The strikers had no strike funds, so they had no money. They had no way of feeding their children, so their supporters would adopt children. In other words, they'd bring them into their homes until the strike was over. And there, one of the signs that was held up during the strike in about 12 different languages, they had organizers that spoke a lot of different languages, was, "We want bread, but we want roses too." And a poet by the name of James Oppenheim took the words of that sign and then made a poem out of it, and then it was later put to music. And this is the song called Bread and Roses. Listen to some of the words in this song. Very beautiful song that was another song that's way ahead of its time. The women's movement and the labor movement have both used it as an anthem. As we come marching, marching in the beauty of the day, a million darkened kitchens, a thousand mill lofts gray, are touched by all the radiance that a sudden sun discloses. For the people hear us singing, bread and roses, bread and roses. As we come marching, marching
Unnumbered women dead are crying through our singing, their ancient cry for bread. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits new. Yes, wheat is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we come marching, marching, we battle too for men. For they are women's children, and we mother them again. Small art and love and beauty, their drudging spirits new. Yes, it is bread we fight for, but we fight for roses too. As we come marching, marching, we bring the greater days for the rising of the women means the rising of the human race. No more the drudge and idler, 10 who toil where one reposes, but a sharing of life's glories. Bread and roses, bread and roses, but a sharing of life's glories. Bread and roses, bread and roses.
John O'Connor, that's absolutely beautiful. And I know that you had mentioned earlier, John, that you had more songs that were from the Wobblies. And that was a great period of fierce rhetoric and fierce spirit, the kind that we need to imbue the working class with today.
No, those were certainly tough times back then in many ways. You know, the Wobblies, they did inspire a lot of people. Sometimes we seem to think, at least those of us who sing these songs, there's always, in the hardest of times, there's always somebody out there who's fighting the good fight. And one of the good fights back then was called the free speech fight. And the Wobblies were all about free speech because they had so much rhetoric to deal out. And they loved making speeches. They loved reciting poems. They loved singing songs. And they loved giving the radical message. This led to what was called the free speech fight back in those early days, the aughts and the teens. And throughout the country, there were laws that were certainly against the First Amendment and would bar people from speaking out, sedition laws, etc. And in Spokane, one of the most famous of the battles for free speech took place when there was an ordinance that was passed that outlawed anybody from making a speech from a street corner. So the Wobblies in their paper sent out word that they wanted their fellow workers to come to Spokane and get arrested. People came from all over the West and the East, even from further than that. Elizabeth Gurley Flynn came from the suffrage fights in England to join in the free speech battle in Spokane. And the police would arrest people as they stand up on a soapbox and make a speech, and they would get hauled away. And then another fellow worker from the Wobblies, the Industrial Workers of the World, would get up and make another speech until the jails were filled. And then they had to expand the jails. They put people in fenced-in areas until there was no place else for people to go. And the Wobblies would continue singing and shouting until they pretty much drove the town fathers nuts.
A little
that's right. Well,
revived the spirit of the labor movement.
That's right. And so the Spokane fight ended up in the city agreeing not to enforce the ordinance. And that battle always brings to mind this song that was written by a guy by the name of T-Bone Slim called The Popular Wobbly. I'm as mild-mannered man as I can be, and I've never done no harm as I can see. Still on me they put a ban, and they throw me in the can. They go wild, simply wild over me. They accuse me of rascality.
but I don't see why they always pick on me. I'm as gentle as a lamb, but they take me for a ram. They go wild, simply wild over me. Oh, the cop, he went wild over me. And he waved his gun where everyone could see. He was breathing rather hard when he saw my union card. He went wild, simply wild over me. Then the judge, he went wild over me. And I plainly saw we never would agree. So I let the man obey what his conscience had to say. He went wild over me. Then the jailer went wild over me. And he locked me up and then he swallowed the key. Oh, it seems to be the rage. They keep me in a cage. They go wild, simply wild over me. They go wild, simply wild over me. I'm referring to the bedbug and the flea. They disturb my slumber deep. They rob me of my sleep. They go wild, simply wild over me. Will the roses grow wild over me when I pass into that land that is to be? When my soul and body part in the stillness of my heart, will the roses grow wild over me?
I used to be able to do that octave, but I can't anymore. The interesting thing about that song, it was written back in 1910 or something like that, and they revised the song. It was sung during the Civil Rights Movement.
John O'Connor, I love your music. We do have a rich, wonderful history, the working people of this country. We need to stoke it. We need to be the catalyst for the redistribution of the wealth. Your songs stimulate and encourage us all the time.
Thank you.
And where can people get your music?
They can email me at John Paul O'Connor, JohnPaulOconnor, at earthlink.net.
One more time.
John Paul O'Connor at earthlink.net.
Thank you very much.
Thanks for having me. It was great to
here.
Be here.
And this has been Building Bridges, your community and labor report, produced by Mimi Rosenberg and Ken Nash.
Work and pray, live on hay, live on hay. You'll get pie in the sky when you die.
That's a lie.